Lesson 116. Gender of nouns. Masculine, feminine, neuter. Norman, invasion, simpler. Before the Norman invasion of England in 1066, English was like German and other European languages as regards the gender of nouns. That is, a pen could be masculine, a pencil feminine, and a book neuter. After 1066, things became much simpler, and the rule today is that all words for males are masculine in gender. All words for females are feminine in gender. All words for things are neuter in gender. What happened to the gender of nouns in the English language after 1066?
After 1066, the gender of nouns in the English language became simpler. All words for males became masculine in gender. All words for females became feminine in gender, whilst all words for things became neuter in gender.
We can sometimes form a feminine noun from a masculine noun by adding the letters ESS. For example, actor, actress, god, goddess, host, hostess, poet, poetess, priest, priestess, waiter, waitress. How do we sometimes form a feminine noun from a masculine noun?
We sometimes form a feminine noun from a masculine noun by adding the letters ESS.
What's the feminine of actor, host, etc.?
The feminine of actor is actress. The feminine of host is hostess, etc.
Other examples of masculine and feminine nouns are as follows. Doctor, woman doctor. Nephew, niece. Teacher, woman teacher. Landlord, landlady. Widower, widow. Instead of the word woman, we could use the words lady or female. Event, till now, uneventful. What has been, till now, the most important event of your life? Which running event do you like to watch? Would you say you had led an uneventful life? Concern. Are you the kind of person who likes to put his nose into things that don't concern him, not necessarily in an unpleasant manner? Out of date, up to date. Tell me something which is out of date. What's the contrary of out of date?
The contrary of out of date is up to date.
What might happen if one tried to travel with a ticket that was out of date?
If one tried to travel with a ticket that was out of date, one might have to pay extra or even pay a fine.
Do you always buy things that are up to date? The indefinite article. A one-armed man. The indefinite article, a, is used before a word beginning with a consonant, whilst an is used before a vowel or an H that is not sounded. For example, a book, an eye, a horse, an honour. When do we use the indefinite articles a and an?
We use the indefinite article a before a word beginning with a consonant, whilst we use an before a vowel or an H that is not sounded.
Give me some examples.
A pen, an arm, a house, an hour.
We say a useless pen, a one-armed man, a European, because although these words begin with a vowel, they really have a consonant sound. Why do we say a university and not an university, even though the word university begins with a vowel?
We say a university and not an university because the word university really begins with a consonant sound.
Give me some other examples, please.
A united people, a one-eyed dog.
What a book. What weather. Carelessness. We use the article a in the exclamation, what a book, because books are things we can count. One book, two books, etc. But we don't use the article a in the exclamation, what weather, because weather is not something we can count. We can't say one weather, two weathers. Why do we use the word a in the exclamation, what a book, but not in the exclamation, what weather?
We use the word a in the exclamation, what a book, but not in the exclamation, what weather, because books are things we can count, whilst weather is not something we can count.
Can you give me some other examples, please?
What a man. What a beautiful picture. What a pity. What coffee. What good wine. What carelessness.
When the noun in the exclamation is in the plural, we drop the article a. For example, what a book becomes what books. What happens to the article a in an exclamation when the noun is in the plural?
When the noun is in the plural in an exclamation, we drop the article a.
Give me some examples, please.
What books? What men? What beautiful pictures?
Worm. Silkworm. Silk. What kind of worms are there?
There are earthworms, silkworms, woodworms, etc.
Limb. If you had to lose a limb, which did you choose to lose? Poison. Take poison. Would you prefer to take poison than to be shot? Cave. Caveman. What do we mean by a caveman type of person?
By a caveman type of person, we mean a man who's big and strong, like men used to be when they lived in caves, or a man who behaves badly, as men used to when they lived in caves.
Deserve. Do you think some people deserve more of the good things of this life than others? Is there anything you think you deserve but have never received? Idiom 19. Look before you leap equals think carefully before you do anything which is uncertain. For example, never go into anything with your eyes closed. You should always look before you leap. What does the idiom look before you leap mean?
The idiom, look before you leap, means think carefully before you do anything which is uncertain.
Give me an example, please.
Look before you leap, it will be too late after it's done.